Nolte, Dying CNN Lost Almost 30% of Primetime Audience. By John Nolte on March 27, 2019. During the week of March 18, the far-left CNN lost almost 30% of an audience that is already minuscule. In the arenas of credibility and viewership, CNN is a dying brand. Over the last week, the news has been especially bad for the far-left outlet. On the credibility front, CNN chief Jeff Zucker tried to excuse his network's two-year deliberate deception about Trump colluding with the Russians by admitting on Tuesday that no one at CNN does investigative work. Like we didn't already know that. We are not investigators, he told the far-left New York Times. We are journalists, and our role is to report the facts as we know them, which is exactly what we did. All Zucker did there was to confirm what we already knew. CNN acts as stenographers for the establishment, most especially the intelligence community, all of whom share CNN's left-wing agenda for the country. The facts are that so-and-so told us this and so-and-so told us that, is not journalism. Journalism requires investigation and the risk of uncovering a truth that might be inconvenient to your own personal beliefs and still reporting that truth. For years, CNN had fooled itself into believing journalism is the act of sitting around in a swanky studio or swanky corner office or an even swankier restaurant with sources groomed to tell them what they want to hear. And now, in this post-Mueller report world, and yes, now live in a whole new political world, CNN has managed to become an even bigger laughingstock than it was last week. And when you look at the ratings, things were already pretty dire for CNN last week. For the week of March 18, meaning prior to the release of the Mueller report exonerating Trump from the Russia collusion hoax, CNN lost a jaw-dropping 24% of its total day viewers and 27% of its primetime viewers, when compared to this same week last year. In the 25-54 age demo, which sets advertiser rates, CNN lost an astonishing 37% of total day viewers and 38% primetime viewers. For comparison purposes, during this same week, Fox News increased its total day and primetime viewership by +8% and +2%, respectively. MSNBC, CNN's competition for left-wing viewers, only lost 9% of its total day viewers and 15% of primetime viewers. In the 25-54 demo, MSNBC also took a huge loss in total day and primetime, 33% and 32%, respectively. This ratings report says Fox News lost traction versus last year among adults 25-54, but doesn't give the numbers. Here are the raw numbers for the week of March 18. Total viewers, total day. Fox News, 1.392 million. MSNBC, 1.029 million. CNN LOL, 622,000. Total viewers, primetime. MSNBC, 1.721 million. CNN LOL, 889,000. So how is CNN doing in the post-Mueller world? Well, there is not yet a whole lot of data available. Just a couple of days worth, but the early returns bring the word catastrophic to mind. When the Mueller report broke Friday night, CNN's primetime coverage could not even break a million viewers. Fox News finished number one when it came to extended special coverage from 5 to 11 p.m. ET with 2.5 million in total viewers and 446,000 in the 25-54 demo. TV News reports, while CNN averaged 963,000 total viewers and MSNBC averaged 2 million total viewers. Let me break that down for you. Fox News, 2.5 million. MSNBC, 2 million. CNN LOL, 963,000. And this was on one of the biggest news nights of the last 2 years. Impossibly, things got even worse Monday, March 26. Total viewers, total day. Fox News, 2.16 million. MSNBC, 1.112 million. CNN LOL, 590,000. Total viewers, primetime. Fox News, 3.75 million. MSNBC, 1.956 million. CNN LOL, 846,000. On Monday, during primetime, four of CNN's hours failed to break 700,000 total viewers. Jake Tapper, 683,000, Wolf Blitzer, 637,000 and 622,000. Aaron Burnett, 685,000. MSNBC might see a ratings dip as it maneuvers in the post-Mueller world. But CNN was already in trouble, already in far last place. And those wondering how CNN's ratings could possibly get any worse are about to find out. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.